K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Site selection is important when planning out a garden because sometimes the garden will need alternative growing methods to overcome site-related challenges. Typically, these challenges will be soil-related, either from too much clay or bad drainage. Gardening in raised beds will provide elevation and better soil structure to give anything you want to grow a better chance of survival in wet, rainy southeast Kansas. Raised beds are typically made out of lumber, but can also be recycled materials like old tires or plastic. If building the beds out of lumber, the beds are usually raised off the ground 6 to 8 inches. Size can vary, but the width of the bed should not be greater than 4 feet to allow for easy reaching of plants from either side of the bed. Treated lumber is a divisive topic when it comes to building raised bed gardens. Much lumber is treated with preservatives to prevent decay from molds or feeding from insects. Detractors will state that there are many pest-resistant lumber types, like cedar, that should be used instead, while advocates of treated lumber will claim that naturally resistant lumbers are more expensive and still wear out faster, increasing replacement costs. Research has shown that the chemicals used in treated lumber are generally safe for food plants to grow in, but if still concerned about the chemicals, you can use treated lumber and line the insides of the newly constructed bed with a plastic lining to keep your soil from leaching those chemicals out of the wood. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.